Over 62,000 people watched Kerry dismantle Tyrone through a dominant second half performance spearheaded by David Clifford, who finished with 1-8. It was clinical, effective indeed, as the Kingdom eventually pulled away to win by 6 points. Tyrone at times were hesitant in front of goal, laboured perhaps as Kerry's defence swallowed up the likes of Dara Canavan, Darren McCurry and co. At times he did threaten, with some superb fielding from Con Kilpatrick a highlight, but there wasn't enough of it as Joe O'Connor inspired the Kerry men from midfield. David Clifford's 30th minute goal was the difference in the sides at half time. The talisman attacker closed in from the left hand side to beat Niall Morgan. The lead had changed hands 4 times through that first half. The sides indeed level on 3 occasions. Sean O'Shea had opened the scoring, but Tyrone through Kieran Daly's double. Dara Canavan and Kieran McGeary points went ahead. Kerry responded. Delangini, Clifford and O'Shea were on target, with an exchange of points between Sean O'Donnell and a double from Clifford levelling things. Matty Donnelly and Canavan had nudged Tyrone ahead again before that goal. Both had efforts in front of goal as well. Some dropped short, some went wide, while Morgan saved from Sean O'Brien as Kerry led by 3 at the short whistle. Tyrone had closed the gap to 1 on 2 occasions. Canavan with 4 early points helping their cause. But it was Clifford, Paddy Clifford, O'Shea and Killian Spillane that kept the scoreboard moving. Tyrone hitting a handful of wides as Kerry opened up a 9-point gap with 10 minutes to go. They had stretched that out to 10 before O'Donnell and Canavan had closed the gap, and late points from Rory Canavan, O'Donnell and Mark Bradley closed it down to 7 points. Canavan top scored for Tyrone on the day, but it was Tyrone who exited the All-Ireland series